Hey there, it's Ron. If you are in Denver, join us tonight at the Denver Art Museum for a special collaboration with Playground Ensemble as part of the museum's Untitled Final Friday series. Come hear true stories on the theme Animal Instincts and an original story-inspired music composition inside the new Stampede exhibit on the third floor of the Hamilton Building. The event starts at 6 p.m. and our performance is free with admission to the museum. Also, join us at the Clifford Still Museum next Saturday, October 7th, for the Denver Talks Kickoff Party, a citywide conversation about class and race presented by the Lighthouse Writers Workshop in the City of Denver. And if that's not enough, our regular monthly shows will take place on Tuesday, October 10th in San Diego, and Wednesday, October 17th in Denver. The theme of those shows will be In the Dark. Now, I know that sounds like a lot, but we have even more exciting developments planned for the next few months, so please make sure you subscribe to this podcast for weekly updates, and keep an eye on our website and Facebook page for all the latest details. Hope to see you there.
Next storyteller.
Our next storyteller.
Next storyteller.
Our next storyteller.
Welcome to the Narrator's Podcast.
This podcast collects stories that were told at the Narrator's, a monthly storytelling event that features people telling true stories based on a theme.
Today's story comes from very special first-time storyteller, Sonia Eddy. Sonia told this story about a painful ski trip last month at the High Plains Comedy Festival. The story was recorded live on August 26, 2017 at High Dive in Denver, Colorado. The theme of the show was eating it.
I don't know if I've been more excited about a first-time storyteller for this show than the next person I'm bringing up. Let's just go down the list. Let's start. You probably know her from the True TV show, Those Who Can't. You may also know her from General Hospital, although I personally am a Days of Our Lives fan. You may know her from Fresh Off the Boat. You may know her soon from the show Black Jesus, or my personal favorite as the recurring character Rebecca De Mornay from Seinfeld. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sonia Eddy.
All right, so I'm going to tell you a story about black people in skiing and why we don't do it. It is true. It might not sound like it's true, but it's true. So back in the day, in 1980, when I was but a young puppet, I went to Lake Tahoe with some friends of mine. We were going to hang out and in the snow, get high, get drunk, you know, the things that you do when you're a teenager. So my friends skied. Of course, they're white people, so they skied. And they asked me, did I want to get on the skis and you know, explore that side of my personality? I said, I don't know about this. Black people don't ski. I've never seen any black people on the Olympics doing this. I don't know how smart this is, and I'm fat. I don't know how smart this is. So they said, oh, you can do it, Sonia. I was like, okay, fine, fuck it. So I put on the skis, and then they took me up this little hill, and I saw the little ski lift thing. I said, there's no way in hell I'm going to get on that and trust that there's no seat belt, and I'm not going to fall my happy ass off and break my neck. No. They said, well, you can stay here at the, you know, the bunny hill. I said, well, what's the bunny hill? Well, that's where the kids are, and that's where people go when they're just learning how to ski. I said, all right, this seems safe enough. Let me give it a shot. So I get my happy behind up on the buddy hill. And the next thing I know, I start sliding forward. And I was going faster. And then I realized I couldn't stop. And then my friends were screaming, fall back, fall back. I'm like, fuck you. No, I'm not falling back. Just fall back. Because I didn't know if I fell back, the skis were going to pop off, right? Fall to the side. I'm not falling anywhere. Fuck you. So I'm shooting down this hill, and it was shooting, because remember, I'm a big girl. So just putting the boobs forward gave me a whole lot of torque and speed. And I saw this poor little, this clinic of like, you know, 5 or 6 year old white children in front of me. Now, I don't mean to keep bringing up the race thing, but it's because I'm the only speck of pepper out there on that mountain. You need to understand what was about to happen, and I was going to go to jail for killing 6 white children. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to hit these kids. So I'm screaming, get out the way! Get out the way! And I'm, and my friends are screaming, fall back! Fall back! No, no, and the little kid's like, I hit this little white boy so hard, he spun. He flew out his skis. And as I turned to say, I'm so sorry, I hit a pine tree. Have you ever hit a pine tree? It's not fun. That shit hurts. I wrapped around the pine tree. It was straight up out of, you know, the Bugs Bunny school of shit you shouldn't do. I wrapped around the pine tree, and I slid down the pine tree. Now, this is something that people don't tell you about pine trees. They have pricks. The little pricker things were in my boobs. They were in between my legs. That's not the kind of prick you want between your legs. Trust me. I slid down the pine tree, and now the other thing that you need to realize about pine trees is that's what they make turpentine out of. Guess what? The prickers stung. So now I'm burning in my boobage. I'm burning on my nipples because I wrapped around the tree. I'm burning in my private happy area that's no longer happy and private. And I had a knot the size of one of those children on my forehead. And I'm laying there at the bottom of the pine tree going, oh my God. I told you this is not a good place for black people to be. My friends are leaning over going, are you okay? I said, no, fuck you, I'm not okay. My personal area is burning. And I got stickers sticking out of my boobs. This is not right. So that is my little story about why black people should not ski.
Sonia Eddy, everybody! Sonia Eddy!
The Narrators is produced by Robert Rutherford, Mary Robertson, Aaron Rollman, and me, Ron Doyle. Our assistant producer is Sydney Crane. Our theme music is by Whalehawk, and our founder and executive producer is Andrew Orvidal. A very special thanks to our amazing sponsors, Illegal Pete's, Sexy Pizza, From the Hip Photo, and Renegade Brewing Company. If you haven't already, please subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app. And join us at one of our live monthly shows, which take place every second Tuesday of the month at Tiger Tiger Tavern in San Diego, California, and every third Wednesday of the month at Bumport Theater in Denver, Colorado. Both shows start at 8 p.m. and are always free to attend. You can find us on Facebook or Twitter, and for past episodes, photos from our live shows, and a list of our upcoming events and themes, please visit thenarrators.org. Thanks for listening.